Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Final weekly crop progress numbers of the year released yesterday afternoon by Uncle Sam. Corn harvest pretty well done. Soybean harvest pretty well done. We've got really three crops they're commenting on regarding harvest on the crop progress numbers. Cotton, sorghum, and sunflowers. For the cotton harvest, we're up to 77% done. That's a 10-point advance from the previous week. We're still behind the 10-year average, though, or the 5-year average of 84% done by this point. We've actually caught up, though, with the year-ago numbers, it looks like. Texas now at 62% harvested, still 14 points behind their 5-year average. Oklahoma at 72% harvested is right on track with their 5-year progress. Kansas, 69% harvested now, 5 points behind their normal harvest. It's 96% of the grain sorghum is now harvested in this country, right on track with the 5-year average. Texas, 94% harvested. Oklahoma, 96% harvested. And Kansas, 97% harvested. Winter wheat crop condition as we head toward dormancy. We're looking at nationally 58% of the winter wheat crop in the U.S. and 18 major wheat producing states. Yeah, 58% in good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week ago. Texas, 41% in good to excellent shape. 43% in fair shape. That's unchanged from a week ago. Oklahoma drops 3 points in the good to excellent ratings. 53% in good to excellent shape now. 52% of the Kansas crop rated in good to excellent shape. That's down 3 points from a week earlier as well. So some slippage because of dry conditions heading into the winter season. A lot of folks who voted for President-elect Donald Trump did so in response to his promises to cut back on regulations, do away with a lot of the regulations that have been pushed forward by the Obama administration, including the Waters of the U.S. rule from EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. Mary Kay Thatcher, lobbyist for American Farm Bureau, says you got to realize, though, that President-elect Trump can only do so much immediately when it comes to WOTUS. It will take some time to get rid of it.
I think we have to set our expectations properly. Just because he says, I'm going to do away with Waters of the U.S., doesn't mean it happens the first day he comes in office. It takes just as long to unwind a regulation as it does to wind one up. So I think we could easily be looking at a year and a half before we can totally unwind Waters of the U.S.
Farm Bureau's Mary Kay Thatcher, who appeared yesterday with Mike Adams on AgriTalk, talking about several issues, including Waters of the U.S. From the calendar, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association final fall gathering of the season happens this evening at the Tulsa Stockyards, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You've got farm news on Ron.
Secure your farm's future with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 35 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Speakers, schedule, and registration at notill.org. Early bird pricing ends November 30th. Presented by Farmer's Edge. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.